Go, Don.
Here you are, Freddie.
I can rewrite it this way. Oh, here, Woodsy. Jimmy will take it. All right, Jim?
Yeah, good.
Ready? Recording date 6/29/59, Act Two, Take Two, The Lottery, Episode 1307, Show Robert Herridge Theater, air date TBD.
Almost at the half point now on the lottery, and all through the crowd there were men holding the small folded papers in their hands, turning them over and over nervously. Mrs. Dunbar and her two children stood together, Mrs. Dunbar holding her slip of paper.
Hutchinson!
Yeah, I'm up there, Bill. I tell you, Tessie, you had him worried. Strangest thing, I clean forgot what day it was. I never even heard the bell.
Oh, can you imagine that?
So there he goes. Good luck, Bill.
Jones!
Hey, come on, Jonesy.
Come on over here. Come on, let's go.
Hey, you do say that over in the North Village, they're talking about giving up the lottery.
A pack of crazy fools. Talk to young folks nowadays, nothing's good enough for them. Next thing you know, they'll be wanting to go back and live in caves. Nobody work no more. Live like that for a while. They used to be saying, lottery in June, corn be heavy soon. First thing you know, we'll be eating stewed chickweed and acorns. There's always been a lottery.
Well, some places already quit lotteries.
Nothing good will come of that. Pack of crazy young fools.
They were getting down toward the last third of the list now. The sun was warming and a good many of the children had fallen asleep. There was a feeling now in the crowd of impatience. They wanted to get it over and done with and get back to their work.
Percy!
I wish they'd hurry.
They're almost through.
Get ready to run, tell your dad.
Summers!
Now that's you, Joe.
Warner, old man Warner.
There you go.
77 years I've been in the lottery. 77th time.
Watson! Take your time now, son. There's nothing to it. Zanini! All right, fellas. Open them.
Oh, who is it? Oh.
Who's got it?
The Buzz?
Is it the Watsons?
The Hutchinsons.
Yes, I think it's Hutchinson.
Oh. It's Bill, all right.
Bill Hutchinson got it.
Bill Hutchinson, run tell your dad.
Speak up, Bill. You got it?
Mr. Summers, it wasn't fair.
You didn't give him a chance to pick any paper he wanted. I saw you. It wasn't fair.
Come on, Tessie. Be a good sport.
All of us took the same chance.
I tell you, it wasn't fair.
Shut up, Tessie.
Well, that was done pretty fast, folks, but we gotta hurry along now if we're gonna get finished in time. Bill, you draw for the Hutchison family, don't you? Any other households in the Hutchisons?
I think Will and Eva should take their chances.
Daughters draw with their husbands. Tessie, you know that just as well as anybody else.
It's not fair.
Tessie, please. No, I guess not, Joe. My daughter draws with her husband's family. That's only fair. And I got no other family except the kids.
Well, then, as far as drawing for families is concerned, that's you, Bill. And as far as drawing for households is concerned, that's you too, Bill, right?
Right.
How many kids, Bill?
Three. Bill Jr., Nancy, and little Dave, and Tessie and me.
Harry, you got the tickets back?
They're right here.
All right, bring them up here. Put them in the box. Oh, Harry, get Bill's slip. Put it in the box, too.
I think we should begin Tessie. Again and have a chance to choose right. It wasn't fair. Everybody saw that.
You ready, Bill?
Listen to me. Everybody listen to me.
You ready, Bill?
Somebody,
Tessie,
please.
Ready.
Remember now. You draw a slip. Don't look at it till each person has had a chance to draw. Now, Harry, you better help little Davy. Now, reach your hand in the box there, Davy. Now, Davy, just take one slip. One slip, Davy, one slip. Harry, you better hold a slip for him. All right, Nancy, you're next. Bill Jr. next. Bill Hutchinson.
Tell you, if it's little Davy, I just ain't gonna take part.
Yes, you will.
Gee, I hope it's not Nancy.
I don't know what I'll do if it is.
Lotteries ain't what they used to be. I tell you, people ain't what they used to be.
Now, we'll open them. Harry, you open little Davy's.
It's blank.
Oh. Nancy and Bill Jr. next.
It's blank!
Mine's blank!
Blank! Mine's blank, too!
Tessie? You're next, Tessie.
It's not fair. I won't.
My God.
Bill Hutchison drew a blank. Tessie? Open her paper for her, Bill.
In the center of the slip of paper was a black spot, the black spot Mr. Summers had made the night before with a heavy pencil in the Cole Company office.
This lottery is over. Tessie Hutchison drew the black spot.
Baby!
Now, listen.
Let's finish quickly, folks. Finish quickly.
Although the villagers had forgotten the ritual and lost the original black box, they still remembered to use stones. It was a few minutes before 12 o'clock. The lottery was almost over. One thing remained to be done. The death by stoning. In some towns, there were so many people that the lottery took 2 days. But in this village, where there were only about 150 people, the whole lottery took less than 2 hours. It was now 12 o'clock on the afternoon of June 27th, a day clear and sunny, with a fresh warmth of a full summer day. And the lottery was over for another year.